Here's a thought about hyperfocal distance in 2022. This is a relatively new observation on my part because I don't often use hyperfocal distance. It's more commonly used by street photographers and has been a tried and trusted technique for, decades. But rarely do I find myself using hyperfocal distance as a method for establishing focus for an image. But the other day I was trying to do that, and I have a little phone app that tells me what the hyperfocal distance is based on what focal length lens I'm using, plus it factors in the distance of the primary subject, plus the aperture that I'm using, and it tells me how far behind the subject and how far in front of the subject will be in focus. And so I was trying to do this technique. But what I discovered was pretty interesting, I thought. When I looked at the images, they didn't seem to be as sharp as I thought they should have been behind and in front of the perfectly focused subject. And I realized that it's because hyperfocal distance calculations are all based on something called the circle of confusion, which is very confusing, but it's a number that you put in that basically says, for all intents and purposes, says how much out of focus does something have to get before we consider it to be out of focus. Because when you focus a lens, it only focuses on one specific distance. And so anything behind that distance, farther away, anything in front of that distance or closer to us, will not technically be in focus, but it'll sort of be within acceptable focus. And that's what's called the hyperfocal distance, is roughly speaking, can you find a distance in which infinity will be acceptably in focus and stuff near to you will be acceptably in focus? But of course, the whole issue depends on what you consider acceptably in focus. And that's where I think the rubber meets the road. Because what used to be, in the days of film, acceptable focus, and therefore gave us all our traditional hyperfocal distance tables and whatnot, and calculations, is no longer acceptable focus in 2022 because our standards have improved so much. Today's lenses and today's cameras are capable of producing sharper photographs than we could in the film days and with older lenses. And as a result of that, with our standards having been ratcheted up a few degrees, traditional hyperfocal distance calculations no longer work. Fortunately, this app that I have allows me to adjust the circle of confusion so that I can tighten up what I consider to be acceptably in focus and not acceptably in focus. So I played around a little bit and I discovered the correct number for my system and my lenses and my format camera and etc. that is a considerably tighter circle of confusion than I used to be able to use in standard hyperfocal distance calculations, let's say 20 or 30 years ago in the film days. So it's just something to be aware of, that if you use hyperfocal distance, your old hyperfocal charts and the old hyperfocal numbers on your lens, if you have that on an older lens or even on a few newer lenses, they'll tell you the hyperfocal distance. Those numbers may not be as accurate as you might think they are, simply because our standards of what is acceptably in focus have changed so much as the technology has improved.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.